Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And good morning to y'all. This is going to be a good 2 hours, I can tell already. Thank you for being with us. I have two doctors with me again today. Love it when we're all three here. Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer for Longevity Medical Clinic, and his assistant medical director, Dr. Samara Humat. And you're going through trauma now, aren't you, with your baby going off to college?
There's a double-edged sword here. So he's our youngest, and he's just going off to college. And when at the start of the final year of school, I was actually very happy and looking forward to the end of the school year. And, you know, for him to go to college and for us to become empty nesters. But it hit me really hard.
Yeah.
He's my youngest. And yes, he's not gone very far, but still, he's not home anymore.
Well,
I was not expecting that.
Don't worry. The economy drops. He'll be back. He didn't live in the basement till he's 26.
No, but they changed the lot.
Lots, yeah.
They changed the lot.
He doesn't have a car anymore, so.
Yeah. Our boys knew.
He's going to have to use the bus.
Interesting. Anyway, welcome to the show, folks. If you've got questions, we're going to take calls all for the next couple of hours here. The toll-free number, if you got a question for either one of these two fine physicians, is 888-312-5757. 888-312-5757. All the lines are open right now. What a good time for you to call. Now, we did this about 2 hours ago. And for those of you who are new or just don't know, we actually are on the air for 4 hours every Saturday morning. It's all live. Probably once a year, we do a pre-recorded show. But even most holidays and what have you, I suppose, what day of the week is Christmas on this year? It's not on a Saturday, is it? But it doesn't matter. We're here live, even on the vast majority of holidays. And so if you've got a question, again, this is the perfect time to call, 1-888-312-5757.
Christmas is on a Friday this year, Pete.
We may pre-record that Saturday.
I think so.
Oh, well, we have to. My granddaughter's getting married in Carmel.
The 26th?
No, the 28th. But we're going down a week early.
Oh, and so you won't be here.
Yeah. I usually try to maneuver my vacations so that I don't miss too many of these shows, or I do them from various parts of the globe. But so, yes, my granddaughter, my first granddaughter, that means it may not be long before I am a great grandpa.
Well, I'm a great grandpa already.
Yeah. Still exciting to me. So anyway, 1-888-312-5757. As I said a couple hours ago when we started, you gave just a little summary. Would you do that again for the KVI listeners about where we are with the virus? Because I heard some really, I thought, very encouraging news last night.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, we're learning about this virus.
That's right.
Most of what we thought we knew when it first came out turns out not to be true. It's not nearly as deadly as we thought it was going to be. you know, our initial concerns were because people were dropping over dead in nursing homes at a furious rate. And we thought, oh, my goodness. It turns out that if you look at nursing homes, they constitute 0.6% of the population. Okay, 0.6% of us are in nursing homes. 50% of the deaths come out of nursing homes. Mm. And in some states like New Hampshire, it's 70-some percent of the deaths come out of nursing homes. So, you know, those people that are at the end of life and are so fragile that they can't live at home anymore, they need 24-hour care. I mean, these folks generally have a very short expected lifespan because they are so sick to start with. Coronavirus pushes them over the edge at a furious rate. Mm. So, you know, yes, you want to keep it out of nursing homes, for mm-hmm. goodness sakes.
These wouldn't any virus themselves. Like that push them over the edge?
You would like think pneumonia that, like, or the flu. Yeah, sure. Although, you know, it's interesting. The flu kills children. Coronavirus doesn't kill kids. It kills the elderly. Our children have almost no chance of dying of coronavirus. The chances of survival, if a child under 12 gets coronavirus, they have a 99.9993% chance of survival. So, you know, one chance in, what is it, 100,000? Of dying if they get the disease.
So that's kids
under 12. So, you know, the chances of dying for a child. On the other hand, you know, the flu kills, you know, over 100 kids a year in just a few months. So the flu kills children, coronavirus very, very, very rarely. And so we don't close the schools for the flu. Even though it's the one that has far more chance of killing kids than the coronavirus. It's like 35 times more likely to kill children than the coronavirus.
I think I heard you say this was maybe a month ago that there'd only been 3 kids die from the virus, COVID-19 virus, and 2 of them were...
They were kids.
They had real problems.
Yeah. You got to remember, some children, there are childhood cancers.
Yeah.
There are children that are born with genetic defects and that have, you know, childhood cancers and are immunocompromised and mm-hmm. had radiation right. therapy and so on. Mm-hmm. Those are the children that are at risk for this virus.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, healthy children, the chances of them dying from the virus, they're in a lot more risk riding in their parents' car going to and from school than they are in school.
Okay.
If we were simply to vaccinate when the vaccine comes out, I'm a little perplexed by all the whoop-de-doo of who are we going to give it to? Yeah. Who gets it first? Yeah. Who gets the second? Who gets the third? Well, the numbers are pretty clear. You know, 85% of our deaths come from people over 65. Mm-hmm. And even then, the vast majority of them are people over 85. So you start and you make it age-based. But 15.2% of the population is over 65. So that's a convenient. That's about 50 million people. So 50 million doses should be available the first month the vaccine comes out.
Probably they'll have more than that.
Yeah. Most likely it will be significantly more than that. They're talking about 100 million doses the first month. But let's say they only have half as much as they're projecting in that first month. We could vaccinate everybody over 65 in the first month and reduce our death rates by 85%.
Mm. Wow.
That's a doable project. You know, and yes, if you're afraid of the vaccine, you don't want to take it, fine, wear a mask the rest of your life. Stay home, you know, socially distance. But for those of us that want to get on with our lives, I'll take the vaccine and, you know, keep moving. Most of the people who die over 65 are not based on age. It's because they're morbidly obese or they have diabetes or they have heart disease or they're an old lung patient. They're an old smoker, you know, or a vapor, somebody that's destroyed most of their lung tissue. They will die from the virus. Mm. Okay. So if you are over 65 or if you have diabetes, heart disease, chronic lung disease, severe asthma, if you're immunosuppressed from chemotherapy and so on, by all means, these people need the vaccine. But that's maybe another 20 million people. Mm. That gets our death rate down close to 1 or 2% of its current rate. I mean, we have now saved 98, 99% of our deaths would go away by treating less than 100 million people, which we should have enough vaccine for that in the first month.
What do you think the first month is going to be?
You know, they're coming up with these, certainly November. There's a good chance the first company will probably send the data in late October, and it depends on how long it takes then for the FDA to approve it. South Korea would approve it in about 4 days. We may take 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. I know Mr. Trump is going to jump up and down and scream and yell and want it faster. Okay. But whenever they approve it, the company's already making the vaccine on the presumption that it will eventually be approved. So it's being manufactured and stockpiled and frozen right now. And so as soon as they approve it, but then the next step is the committees that decide who gets it and in what order, they have said they are not going to make recommendations until after it's approved. So it may
What's their logic?
Well, because some vaccines may do better at old people than young people. Some may do better for smokers than they do for other people. So they want to see the individual characteristics before they get.
Okay.
But and that's fine if you've only got 10,000 doses and you want to give it to the 10,000 highest risk people in the country. But it's not, the numbers aren't that complicated. Over 65, lung disease, heart disease, kidney failure, morbidly obese diabetic, less than 100 million doses, you've knocked out 98, 99% of the deaths in the country. I don't know why you want to make it more complicated than that.
Yeah. I got a big kick out of Biden's suggested expert in this that he looks to, says that no one over 80 should get it because they've lived long enough anyway. They've had a good life.
Well, and that's the euthanasia argument. But that's, you know, that's why some insurance companies won't cover PSAs for men over 75. Mm-hmm. Because statistically, you know, if you haven't died of prostate cancer by 75, you're probably going to die of heart disease or stroke rather than prostate cancer. So why bother looking for it? Well, I disagree. You know, I look for things that I can fix.
Right.
Yes, everybody should get the vaccine. If assuming we have like 75 or 100 million doses, we can cover almost everybody at risk in the whole country in the first month's supply. Why do you want to make it more complicated?
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to start taking some calls. How about that? Again, I think we have one line open right now. Call us and you can fill that. We'll get to you. I promise. 888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. Don't go too far. We're going to come right back.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I'm a relatively new longevity patient, and I've been thoroughly impressed with how thorough the process is.
Almost 19 minutes after the hour. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and I'm watching my two doctors dance.
Why not?
To CC Rider.
How do you not dance to CC Rider?
I'm sitting down.
Oh. We'll stand up.
You're standing.
We are.
I have things to do here, but I won't go into it. Not complaining. Hey, if you've got a question, we've got two lines open right now at 1-888-312-5757. Let's take a call in Tacoma from Phil. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hello, Phil. Do you dance to CC Rider?
Pardon me?
Do you dance when you hear CC Rider?
I guess if you want to call what I do, dance.
All right, good for you. Just get that body moving, you know? Okay. Let the music move you. All right, go ahead.
How can we help you, Phil?
Poor Phil.
I have a free health care analysis set up for a couple of weeks from now.
Good. Okay.
And I would like to know, should I bring my lab reports, my MRIs, prescription lists, supplement lists?
Probably not for that meeting, because the staff member you're going to be meeting with most of that time is not really qualified to interpret all that. If at the end of the health analysis meeting you want to get your full lab work done, then you bring all that in when you meet with the doctor.
The results of the additional lab work.
That's right.
Right.
And then the physician will be in a position to do that. But you're not meeting with a physician most of that time. About the only time you meet with a physician is when they bring in the results of the hemoglobin A1C.
And I have to be a member before that happens, right?
Yeah. No. The process goes like this generally. You do the health analysis appointment.
The free one. Yeah.
That one is free. And we do your in-body and your hemoglobin A1C. We give you a general rule for, you know, where are you on the risk scale for a variety of issues. Then if you decide you want to go further, then you will do the full laboratory panel. Now, that's just under $600, $590-something,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And that'll take a couple of weeks to get the results back. Then with that result, you go in and you sit down with one of the doctors. And they will go over all of your reports. They go over your history. They go over what it is you're trying to accomplish. And they spend about an hour with you, able to really look at what's going on. At that point, they can tell you what it's going to take to get you where you want to go. And then you get to decide, do you want to be a patient at Longevity or not? And so
there's no cost for that.
No. Well, that's included in that laboratory panel.
The
$600 laboratory panel.
I just had a full laboratory panel done 2 weeks ago, including testosterone, lipids, CBC, et cetera. Would that work for you guys or not?
Depends if they did all the tests we do. You know, did they do, some of your genetic studies and, you know, did anybody do a peak and trough insulin levels on you and glucose levels? We do testing that most physicians don't do. When they think you've had a laboratory panel, it's about half of what we normally do in our panel.
Okay. So there's a cost involved. Yeah.
The cost is for the laboratory work and the hour with the doctor.
So let me just review one more time, because we don't often talk about all of the many, many, many steps that could take place. But the free health analysis appointment, you do get two free tests, the blood test,
right,
and the special in-body.
But most of that time is not with a physician.
That's right. Well, and a little bit of it.
I said most of that time is not with a physician. Then
are
if
the
you
results
get
of those tests known at that time?
Yes.
The appointment?
Absolutely. Those tests are available, and the blood test, the hemoglobin A1C, is where you will see a physician for a couple of minutes, but not for a long time, because we're only looking at one laboratory value. Okay.
My A1C is good. So
how good is good? What was your A1C?
Let me look. A1C is 5.2.
Okay, that is good. Yeah, 5.2 and below is our target.
Yeah.
So, okay. Go ahead.
You know, I have my testosterone checked about every 4 months.
Good.
And actually, this is the first time that my A1C and my cholesterol and everything was So nothing was out of range.
Good.
I just thought if this was useful to you, I could bring it in, but apparently it won't be.
Probably not for that first visit because you're not with the physician most of the time. And when you know, if you get the lab panel and you sit down with our doctor for an hour, well, then, of course, you've got a physician that can interpret everything.
Okay. Right.
But,
and again, the lab work that we do as an option, you come in for the two free tests. Then if you're concerned based upon the results, then you have the option, if you want, just to take another baby step. But that next step does cost $5.95 for our full panel. And I will say that for all the things we do in our full panel, if you go down the street to LabCorp, Quest, what have you,
it'd be well over $2,000.
It'd be well over $2,000. Nobody, your doctors are not doing this.
Let me give you a couple of examples. You can look, but did they check your pregnenolone and your progesterone? Okay. Look and see. Okay, because we do.
You know what? They would have if I asked them to, but I did not ask them to
do those. All right. Yeah, because.
And my Medicare covers this. Does it cover your test as well?
No. No, it will not, because most of the tests we're doing, pregnenolone is not normally covered by Medicare.
Oh, no.
Nor is progesterone for men.
Now, they do on my wife's, because she has her testosterone checked also.
Yes. Yeah. Men and women both can get testosterone covered. Women can get estradiol covered. They don't usually cover men. Pregnenolone, they don't cover in men. But, you know, again, it's, you know, if your doctor knows enough to run all the tests and he knows all the values, then, you know, he should be treating you.
Oh, he is, but he's not a specialist, and you guys are, and I just wanted a second opinion.
Sure.
But I give him a list of all the tests I want him to run because, you know, he's trying to figure this out, as you guys know, and I'm trying to educate him the best I can with what I've learned.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what worries
me.
You know
how that works.
And, yes, I do.
You know, he's been pretty receptive to it, and so he runs these tests for me, and Medicare pays for it. I have, you know, and they
okay.
My wife. Well, I just thought maybe they might cover yours as well.
No, because if we accept Medicare payment, we have to follow Medicare's rules. And if we have to follow Medicare's rules, well, then you get Medicare visits instead of our long visits.
Yeah, sure, I understand. Okay, so what exactly am I going to find out after they run these two tests?
Well, when they find the two tests, again, that just gives us a general indices of what your, you know, what your risk factors are. I mean, if you really want diagnoses, we need to do the big panel. I mean, that's what it really comes down to.
Okay. And so do I get a copy of those?
Of course you do. Sure.
You bet.
It's all yours.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah, in fact, when you come to our clinic, you get a copy of, your progress notes. You get a copy of everything the doctor thinks. You get a copy of all your lab work.
Well,
it's your body.
It's a free analysis when they run those two free tests.
Oh, of course.
I get a copy of those.
Sure you do.
That day.
Of course you do.
So, I was just wondering, you know, I have these and I just thought if they were useful to you, you know, being on Medicare,
they would
to manage, but.
Yeah, they would be useful to the doctor, but again, the free analysis is a screening test, and that's not done with physicians.
Well, you've been very helpful.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let us go to Roger in SeaTac. Roger, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. A few months back, a gentleman called in. He had some little whiteheads around his lips.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed a similar thing except around the anus. Do you have any? They're pretty small. And do you know anything about that? Why'd they stay there? I had to get rid of them. Not a nuisance or anything, but I just noticed in the mirror. It's kind of weird.
Okay. Well, you just elucidated one thing. I was wondering how the heck you could see your anus. But, all right. Yeah,
it's
uncomfortable. Yeah, I'll bet. Okay. Yeah, but, yeah, because I'm a visual thinker, and I was there. How the hell can he contort his body to see that?
I really hesitate to call about this.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. No, it, you know, if it bothers you, it bothers you. you know, usually, and again, I haven't seen what we're talking about here, so I'm just the guy on the radio, so I'm, you know, I have to, yeah. But generally, whiteheads have two different etiologies, two different reasons. One is they can be little glands, little oil-secreting, moisture, mucus-secreting glands that basically get covered over. And the white stuff you're seeing is then the secretions from the gland that are trapped underneath a surface that they can't get out. And usually the way to get rid of that is very gentle scrubbing with a mild detergent like a shampoo or something, just to kind of gently unroof them and let them drain, you know.
There are actual oil glands in that area?
Yes, frequently. There are, oh yes, you've got sweat glands and oil glands, you know, over much of our skin surface. There are areas that are richer than others. The scalp, the axilla, the groin are very, very rich in these scent-producing, oil-producing glands. And so having little whitehead, not really pimples because they're not infected, but these little, you know, oil-filled pockets are very common in these areas. The other one is infectious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's what I was going to say. Yeast infections.
Right. Yeah. The other type is infectious, and those can either be a simple whitehead or can have a redness, an inflamed component around it, depending on what.
If there's any inflammation whatsoever.
Okay. Then it's probably not infectious if there's no inflammation. Usually infections are causing enough irritation and inflammation of the tissues that you get some redness or some swelling or some tenderness. You know, although fungi, yeasts, may just be growing in the oil gland. You get these little pores that you can get yeast and so on down in that can grow and not invade the tissues.
So antifungal type shampoo might be a good.
Yes, and Nizoral would be the one I'd start with. Yes, you get the over the counter Nizoral, you know, which is a 1% ketoconazole solution, and it's antifungal as well as being cidal to some bacteria, and so using that as for a very gentle scrub, you're not trying to make it raw. You're just trying to basically take off any little surface membrane that is trapping stuff and allow the
regular shelf of shampoos at the drugstore.
Yes, it should be. There's a 2% Nizoral that's available with prescription, and the 1% is over the counter.
Okay. I'll try the cheap one first then.
That's right. You got it.
One quick question. I did the InBody a year or two ago, but I don't understand quite all the results, and I tried to look online. If I call back some Saturday with that result, could you explain a few of the things better to me?
Probably could, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I do have at least a nodding acquaintanceship with that test.
Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. All right. With that, that opens up a line. In fact, we have two lines open at 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. We'll be back before you know. When we come back, we've got a question about chemo and radiation, another question about degenerative disc disease. And then your questions, of course, because you're going to call 1-888-312-5757.
And I can tell you that my strength, my energy is great. I have two granddaughters who run Green Lake, and I can run right along with them.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through. When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Stop your sad.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Smiling.
And the world will smile.
Hey, 25 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer of Longevity Medical Clinic. And which you started, Jerry, back in 1998.
Yep.
1998. And I met you in 99.
I was a young whippersnapper back then.
I wouldn't. A whippersnapper. What the heck is a whippersnapper? I know the term. I used to use it a lot 50 years ago.
That's right.
But anyway.
Walter Brennan used to say that on That's The Real right. McCoys.
Oh, I love that show. I love the show.
Don't know what you're talking about.
No, you were way too young for that.
Anyway, and then with me also, Dr. Samira Umat, our assistant medical director.
Despite her youth.
Yes. Anyway, if you've got a question for either one of these two fine people, call us at 1-888-312-5757. I do want to tell everybody that we're very excited. Last week, I sort of made what I would consider a big announcement, is that we've been maneuvering and adding staff. We're growing, and we're looking, by the way, for new employees, additional employees, because we are growing. Business has never been better. Our patients have never been happier. It's all quite exciting. If you would like a job, we'd love to have you check us out. We need people in reception. We need medical assistants. We need maybe even a doctor or two. So if you would like to research that, simply do so online by emailing us at hr@longevitymedicalclinic.com. hr@longevitymedicalclinic.com. Longevity is an incredible place to work. I just think you'd be happy when you see patients that literally are bouncing in the front door and saying they're feeling and functioning better now as patients at Longevity than they did 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. That is fulfilling. I mean, it's just downright fulfilling. Very exciting. But that, I digress. Because we've been growing, we have had a hard time keeping up with the free health analysis appointments. We just haven't had that many. And when we get them, boom, they're gone. And so I'm happy to say I announced this last week. Well, we opened up another week through the middle of October. We have about 15 appointments in each of our three clinics right now of the free appointments. And Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. So with the free health analysis appointment, you get the two free tests, the blood test, yes, to check your A1C, and then the special in-body. And so with both of those, you'll understand what some of your basic health risks are. All right, boom. Well, the good news is that we've got about 15, 16 in each of our three clinics now, and they're there right now. At least they were 2 hours ago when we started our four-hour radio shift here, and most of them will probably still be there. And you can pick one up by going and making your own appointment online at lmclinic.com. Easy, easy, easy to do. What's extra special about it, one reason why they go so fast, is that we're also offering as an incentive the choice of two free gifts. One is $100 of longevity supplements. And we have 30, 35, 40 different supplements to choose from that we personally manufacture, produce. And so a good variety there. Odds are you'll find something, $100 of free supplements. Or another choice, you can get our two fitness books, which we've written, and our fitness bands for exercising at home or exercising anywhere, I guess. And so that's your choice. And these appointments are now available through the middle of October. So they're on a first-come, first-served basis, so I encourage you just to go now to lmclinic.com and grab one. Grab two. If you're a couple, grab two. All right. Let us go to Pierce County and talk with BJ. BJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
Well, this is not for me, but it's for a dear friend of mine. About 5 weeks ago, she was diagnosed to have a hysterectomy, and so it ended up being an 8-hour surgery, and they found cancer. they believe they were able to get it all out. But they are recommending she have chemo. And now in the last 2 weeks, she's been suffering from a bladder infection. I'd like to support her in whatever decision she makes. She's not clear whether she wants to have the chemo or not. And her husband is saying no. The doctors are strongly recommending that she have chemo. And I'm wondering, I heard you talking about radiation therapy, and I was wondering, what's the difference between the radiation therapy and the chemo? And if this was your patient or your family member, would you recommend having chemo? And I know you don't have her records, you can't see what all was done, but it was very extensive, and she knows it was very extensive, and that's why it took 8 hours.
Okay, well, let me start with what we can reasonably surmise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in my previous life as a country doctor, I did hysterectomies. And I could usually do an uncomplicated hysterectomy start to finish in about 40 minutes. So if it took 8 hours, they found a lot of really bad stuff in there that they weren't planning on.
Right.
Which means the likelihood that they actually got everything is exceedingly low, because an 8 hour hysterectomy means this, you're dealing with a nightmare.
Well, also, you know, if they were in there so long and they're suggesting chemotherapy, we know it's cancer.
That's right. And we know that the doctors do not believe they got it all. By any stretch of the
imagination. They may say they tried.
Right, and you always try to be reassuring and encourage the patients, but the reality is an 8-hour procedure, and they strongly recommend chemo afterwards. This unfortunate lady has got a major problem. And I guess the whether to pursue it brings us to the same situation that I was in with my mother earlier this year. Okay, so let me digress and tell you a very different story. And the decisions that we made, and maybe it'll give a little guidance with where this lady is. My mom has always been in robust good health. At the age of 90, she's, you know, was hitting the gym 5 days a week and doing great. She got lost coming home from the grocery store the day after Christmas and couldn't remember how to restart her car.
Was it just this last Christmas?
Just this last Christmas.
Yeah. Just so fast.
Yeah, just one day, bang.
Yeah.
I went up to see her, and thinking she'd maybe had a stroke, sent her in. We got her CT scans done. We found 5 tumors in her brain. Okay, not one, 5 scattered around her brain. And for almost certainly when you get that picture, you've got a cancer hiding somewhere in the body that has spread to the brain. And so this is not a primary brain cancer. This is metastatic disease that has spread from elsewhere. She and I had long chats about it. You know, they offered her brain biopsies and total brain radiation and chemotherapy and all sorts of stuff. Mom's answer was, I'm 90 years old. I've lived a spectacular life. I've done everything I want to do. Just, you know, make sure I never hurt.
Mm.
And I moved her.
Yeah.
You know, we moved her from Port Orchard, where she lived, because it was an hour and a half drive for me each way. And we brought her over here. She stayed with me for a few days until she started having seizures in the night. And so we put her in a place called Abundance Love Care Center, which only has four patients in it at a time. Mm. And it is a wonderful place where she got stupendous care, went on hospice, kept her comfortable, never let her have any pain. And on April 21st, I held her in my arms while she died. Okay. I'm not sure if she knew I was there, but I knew I was there, and I wasn't going to let my mother die alone.
Mm.
So The fact is we can't save everybody. And with widespread cancers, and again, I don't know how widespread this lady's is, just basically from the description you're giving me, I am presuming we're looking at a stage four of some sort that is probably everywhere.
Wouldn't they be able to tell her what stage?
They can.
They should, yeah.
But it's a matter of philosophy. Some physicians don't believe that you should tell a patient, quote, too much information because you might spoil what time they've got left. You know?
Really?
Oh. Others believe in full disclosure.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What camp are you in?
I'm full disclosure.
Yeah, me
I told
too.
Mom exactly what was going on, and I'd want to know. The fact is, it's your body. Hmm. You have a right to know what's happening. It's your life. Your body will be your death. You need to be able to make informed decisions about your own life and demise. So I'm in the camp of letting people know,
mm-hmm.
You know, which means you may be making it tougher for the doctor because you have to give them a lot of time and a lot of support and a lot of emotional caring. You can't just say, oh, yeah, you're going to die. Goodbye. Yeah. No, this is, you give people that kind of bad news, you damn well better be ready to put the time in to help support them. My guess is this lady's got a serious problem. And I would say, you know, husband or close friend or family member, somebody needs to go with her and have a long, detailed conversation with a physician. Most of the time, the doctors are going to recommend chemo, radiation, further biopsies, all kinds of monitoring, because doctors generally don't like to give up. Mm. We like to do everything we can do. And
they don't want to be accused later of not fighting for that
and of
patient.
Letting the patient, quote, right. just letting the patient die.
Right.
But the reality is when the fight is essentially futile and what you're really yeah. doing is stretching out the process of dying and making what could be a relatively rapid, pain-free process of leaving this earth into a long, drawn-out, miserable one.
That's a decision the patient needs to make.
Right. And the patient can't make that decision unless they have a completely honest picture of the
yes,
facts.
Yes.
Which is why
yep.
I'm in that camp of full disclosure.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So, you know,
we're not saying your friend is hopeless here, but,
no, but
you need to dig no.
but,
for more
yeah,
information.
But, you know, but,
yeah.
but from what I'm hearing, I am very concerned, and I think that the likelihood is we've got a widespread tumor. I hope I'm wrong, you know. But this is a case that should spend a fair bit of time with a doctor.
That's right, yeah. You need to spend time. You need to find out where it is. What was the original diagnosis? Has it spread? So the way we usually classify tumors are based on the size of the tumor, whether it's affected the lymph nodes, and whether it's spread outside of the original tissue or not. And that then gives us an idea of whether we're going to do local radiation or we're going to add chemotherapy on top of that, or we're not going to do anything, or hormone therapy or immunotherapies. So treatment is based on what the spread of the disease is. So just based on the little bit of information we know from you, I think you need to make an effort to find out more to help your friend make the right decision for them.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate this. I appreciate you explaining it, and I'm sure there are other people that have obtained a lot of information also. So I thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Your information and your time that you've taken with me.
Thank you, BJ. Happy to help. Bye-bye, dear.
Blessings to you and your friend. All right. Well, that opens up a line at 1-888-312-5757 when we come back. We're going to talk to Lisa about degenerative disc disease. And then, Sarah wants to know about the effectiveness of cortisone injections for pain. Okay.
Sure.
What's your question?
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
Does she love me with all her heart?
Well, of course she does.
Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question. I'd like to know.
Now, this makes me feel good, this song. I try to pick songs. There's been a few exceptions you've not been too happy with.
I just tease you about it.
No, I know. No, but this makes me feel good.
Yes.
You don't recognize this song because you're so freaking young.
And you probably connect this with a romantic interlude.
Not a specific one, but an era.
Yes.
A time of exhilaration, of hormones. I admit it. I had my share. Anyway.
Gene, I thought I had your share and mine. All right.
Anyway, we do enjoy the comeback music, the break music. Let us go to Seattle and talk to Lisa. We're glad you called, Lisa. Welcome.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, thank you so much. I have a friend with degenerative disc disease.
Mm-hmm.
He's had multiple herniations in his discs from his neck to his waist. He had surgery a couple of years ago, which to clean up fragments. He has numbness in his toes, left side. He's tried acupuncture a couple of years, cortisone, losing weight. I don't know, essential oil, CBD, a couple other things, I think, but still has a great deal of pain.
Okay. And your question is?
What to do? Where to send them? Yeah.
Well, what to do is to get a good pain specialty evaluation. He's going to need an orthopedic evaluation if he hasn't already had it, but from what you're telling me, I bet he has.
Yeah.
And I would say Dr. Dan Nelson is usually who I would have evaluate this guy.
Yeah. I mean, if with the degenerative joint disc disease, if he has not just compression, but some component of spinal stenosis, which it sounds like he might.
Unless the numbness in the toes was due to a surgical misadventure.
Well, you never know.
That's
without
possible.
Knowing, right?
Because
he's had surgery, too. And then depending upon where they did the surgery, where they did the fusion, if he did have some spinal stenosis at a different level, Dr. Nelson could probably alleviate some of that tension by doing the Superion technique, where he just relieves the pressure on the spinal canal and therefore decreases the pain sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a close friend, you guys know him, who just had Dr. Dan Nelson did that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's a happy camper. Okay. And he'd been told by other doctors, quote unquote, you know, doctors, that nothing they could really do.
Yeah. See, much of what you're describing has been done is aimed at either covering up the pain or decreasing the inflammation. And if at all possible, what we want to do is address the injuries, the degenerative changes, and maybe kind of, you know, distract, move apart those collapsing, those collapsing discs.
Right.
So, you know, I think go get a good consultation with Dr. Dan Nelson. He's up at Totem Lake at Pro Alliance.
Right. Pro Ortho, a division of Pro Alliance.
Totem Lake Pro.
Right. Pro Ortho, and it's Dr. Daniel Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N.
And let me give you his phone number, because I imagine there are other people reaching for a pen or pencil right now also. Dr. Dan Nelson, Pro Ortho, his phone number is 425-823-4000.
Okay, thank
That's
you so much.
425-823-4000. The reason we like Dan, I don't mean to be speaking for you, Jerry or Samira, but his specialty is pain. He doesn't just look at it with one thing in mind. Like we were talking about earlier today, the diagnostic process is really the most important thing right now.
First diagnosis, then therapy.
That's right.
So you have to find out exactly what's going on before you know exactly what to do about it.
And that is Dan Nelson's specialty right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diagnosis.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You betcha. You know, we don't quite have time to take another call. We have hour number two coming here on 570 KVI, but we've got a top of the hour news break, station ID. It's all quite necessary. And so we will be back before you know it. In the meantime, though, I will tell you, just remind you that the free health analysis appointments are available. The good news, we're trying to let y'all know, we've got about 15 of them or so at each of our three clinics, Kirkland, Tacoma, Linwood. This is very, very good news. And yes, you not only get the two free tests, the blood and the special in-body tests, but you can have $100 of free longevity supplements as well. Or the two fitness books and the fitness bands. Your choice, the supplements or the fitness books and fitness bands. It's quite an incentive. You ought to grab one or two if you're a couple. You make your own appointment online if you'd like at lmclinic.com. Easy, easy to do. lmclinic.com. Hey, you don't go far. We're back in like 2 minutes, I think.